Track 7. Supporting wild places in our beautiful county. As our nature writer hits a milestone, he reflects on what Norfolk Wildlife Trust has achieved in the last decade.
As I sit down, with a mug of strong black coffee, to write, I realise January 2025 marks 10 years that I have had the privilege of writing this column on behalf of Norfolk Wildlife Trust. I started with a limit of 600 words, which expanded after a year or two to 800, and for the past 6 years or so, I have written 1,000 words a month here on nature, landscape, habitat, and conservation in Norfolk. At this rate, in 500 years, the entire magazine will be mine. They're funny things, milestones, in that they get you all thinky. Reaching this one, I can't help but reflect on everything that Norfolk Wildlife Trust has accomplished for nature, with the support of countless others, in the course of the past decade. Some of our achievements over the past 10 years are readily tangible, including our land acquisitions for nature. The largest of these was the majority of Hickling Broad and its shoreline, which we purchased in 2017 for nature conservation, for cranes, otters, common terns, swallowtails, holly-leaved naiad, and innumerable other species. Our land purchases in the past decade have generally been smaller, but they have all been of huge strategic importance. With the unfailing support of members, donors, legacy pledges, and funding bodies, we have secured important blocks of land around our existing reserves at Thompson Common, Royden Common, and Grimstone Warren, Foxley Wood, Hoe Rough, and Upton Broad. These acquisitions have allowed us to both buffer existing reserves and their exceptional biodiversity from surrounding land use and to restore large areas of habitat which had been lost. Our most novel and exciting land purchase in the past decade has surely been Sweetbriar Marshes. Having taken on Thorpe Marshes, our first urban nature reserve, as long ago as 2010, in 2022, with encouragement from local community groups, we took the decision to buy Sweetbriar Marshes in the west of the city of Norwich. Thanks to the enormous generosity of Norfolk people and businesses, and a thriving partnership with Aviva, we reached our fundraising target in record time. We have secured not only the land, but also a bold plan to develop Sweetbriar Marshes sensitively for nature conservation and for local people to explore, to cherish, and to make their own. In so many other ways, this has been a decade of ambition and growth for us, working with numerous partners. We have striven to bring back rare species where they had been lost. We have supported the recreation of hay meadows in South Norfolk, hugely increasing the range and abundance of scarce plants, including spiny rest harrow and sulphur clover. In tandem with the restoration of their Ice Age pingo habitat, we have worked with amphibian and reptile conservation to bring northern pool frogs back to Thompson Common, where they had become extinct. Thanks to the hard work of this partnership, the clattering song of the northern pool frog can be again heard in the pingos, where for thousands of years it had been known by local people. Plus, working with Citizen Zoo and others, we are contributing to the reintroduction of the large marsh grasshopper to former wetland haunts in West Norfolk. We have recreated habitat for rare heathland breeding netterjack toads, witnessing a boom in toadlets as a result. We have restored habitat for fen orchids in the Broads, and their population has dramatically increased in response. We have built reed beds for bitterns and bearded tits, and all the while we have kept faithful watch over the last spaces in the modern landscape for hen harriers, for merlins, woodlarks, raft spiders, and small red damselflies. We could do none of this without the people who support us, who fund us, who campaign with us, who leave us legacies, who are the driving force behind our work. In the past 10 years, our membership has grown by 6,000, bringing us close to 40,000, That's almost 40,000 voices in support of nature, the environment, and wild places in our county. We have worked especially closely with Norfolk communities through our multi-year projects, mapping and cataloguing the biodiversity of many Norfolk commons, fostering local conservation groups throughout our county, and aiding the restoration of hedges, ponds, and grassland in the claylands of South Norfolk. Thousands of volunteers have contributed to the management of our nature reserves over these past 10 years, including almost 3,000 corporate volunteers from Aviva alone. In line with our membership and landholding, and the sheer ambition of our projects, we have welcomed new staff too. We are especially proud to have helped apprentices develop their careers with us, and to have seen some of them take long-term jobs at Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Mindful of the critical need to help young people act on behalf of nature and the environment, we have developed Wilder Wardens, a club for young people concerned with the natural world. We also offer week-long work experience placements to future environmental leaders every year, and recently we have begun developing career events for young people interested in working on behalf of nature. We work with farmers and other landowners across Norfolk. We work with developers and local authorities. We work with other NGOs and landholders. We campaign locally and nationally on behalf of wildlife. And we welcome hundreds of thousands of you every year to our nature reserves, our visitor centres, and our events. If you had told me when I started writing this column that 10 years later I would still be here, that I would still find things to say about Norfolk's wildlife and the work of the county's conservation charity, that I would still be excited to tell our story in these pages, I would scarcely have believed you. But here I am, after 10 fascinating, challenging and exciting years, profoundly grateful to work with such a driven, dynamic and courageous organisation.